O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Purport. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Sri Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe and everyone could see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when Sri Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe, not everyone could see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kangs, Jarasandha, and Shishupal were highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with hearing about the Lord from the right sources. The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literatures which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc. by the people in general. But in spite of such hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such devotional service does not see the Lord eye to eye. The reason is that the first item, Shravan, is very important. If hearing is from the right sources, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualifications, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. Therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way. There are different transcendental activities of the Lord, and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result, provided the hearing process is perfect. In the Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord begin from his dealings with the Pandavas. There are many other pastimes of the Lord in connection with his dealings with the Asuras and others. And in the 10th canto, the sublime dealings with his conjugal associates, the gopis, as well as with his married wives at Dwaraka, are mentioned. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference in the transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes people in an unauthorized hearing process take more interest in hearing about his dealings with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates the lusty feelings of the hearer. So a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such hearings. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other scriptures, and that will help the hearer attain perfection by progressive development. One should not therefore consider that his dealings with the Pandavas are less important than his dealings with the gopis. We must always remember that the Lord is always transcendental to all mundane attachment. In all the above mentioned dealings of the Lord, he is the hero in all circumstances, and hearing about him or about his devotees or combatants is conducive to spiritual life. It is said that the Vedas and Puranas, etc., are all made to revive our lost relation with him. Hearing of all these scriptures is essential. Om Gyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yatath Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Rakhanatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purajana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is a very beautiful verse from the very beautiful prayers of Queen Kunti that Srila Prabhupada took pleasure in hearing, chanting, and causing others to hear. This prayers of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada gave a series of lectures on this three times, which is once here in New Dwarka, which is more than any other section of the Bhagavatam. Kunti Devi is expressing the ecstasy of her heart to Krishna. She is praying that you please be with us, don't go away. In her case, there was no question of familiarity breeding contempt, or that because Krishna had been with her and the Pandavas for an extended period, it wasn't she was thinking, all right, so let Krishna go. But rather she wanted, no, Krishna, you should stay. And she reminded Krishna how you always saved us from so many difficulties. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshana Sadsabhai Vanavasa Krishita. She began by saying that poison, first beam was poison. Then they attempted to burn us all. Then we were attacked by the Rakshasa in the forest. Purushada Darshana. Then the Asat Sabha, the more painful than being attacked by poison or fire or by Rakshasas, the more painful is the humiliation dealt out by this, all these Duryodhana, Dushasana, Shakuni, Karna, it's more painful. And even more painful that Bhishma Dev and Drona, they simply sat and watched. Asad Sabhaya, Vanava, then we had, even though we're from such a respectable family, we had to live in the forest like hermits. Mridhei Mridhei Neka Maharatastra Tronastras Chasma Hare Virakshitaha. But you, O Lord, you have protected us even in the great battle where there were so many great generals fighting against. You fought and you saved us. And even when the battle was over, that this Ashwatthama wanted to end our line by destroying the child within the womb of Uttara. But Krishna, you saved us every time. You saved us again and again. And now, after all that is over, we are able to enjoy the fruit of that for which you saved us, so that we could live with you and be with you. But now you are going away. Will you not stay? She is petitioning Krishna to stay. That we would rather have all these troubles again. Let us have more troubles so that we can see you. If now you are thinking that, now we are very safe. Now the Pandavas are very peaceful. So now I can go away. There's no need for me to be here. If you're thinking like that, Krishna, then better you please. You are the Supreme Lord. You please arrange, let there be more difficulties. And then you will come to save us again and again. But she is seeing it's inevitable. Krishna will go. Krishna will leave us. So she is remembering and recommending the process by which devotees always and everywhere can capture Krishna within their hearts. That is the process beginning with hearing about Krishna. Krishna, you will go away, but we will keep you by always hearing about you and glorifying you and remembering you and glorifying you to others and taking pleasure in doing so and taking pleasure in others doing so. So Krishna is never lost to those who always hear about him and remember him and take pleasure in doing so. Krishna is always present. Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Where do I live? Narada, Krishna told to Narada, I don't live in Vaikuntha. Of course he lives in Vaikuntha. Why is he saying I don't live in Vaikuntha? I don't live in the hearts of the yogis. And the yogis, dhyanavasita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yoginaha. The yogis, they see elsewhere, they see him in their heart. And Krishna said, I'm there, but all right, not where I'm really at. Where is Krishna really at? This colloquial saying. Wherever his devotees are chanting his glory, then Krishna will come. Just like it said that wherever there is Ram Leela being chanted, even to this day, Hanuman, he's Chiranjeev, he's not left this world. He's vowed to stay in this world as long as the glories of Lord Ram are being chanted. So wherever the glories of Lord Ram are chanted, Hanuman says, Ram is there? I must go and listen. I must associate with Lord Ram by hearing about him. So we can, Kunti Devi, she is recommending the process by which we can always be with Krishna, by always hearing about him and remembering him. Shrinvanti Gayanti, these two processes, hearing and chanting about Krishna. Of course, chanting is especially Naam Kirtan. There's Naam Kirtan, Guna Kirtan, Naam Rup Kirtan, Leela Kirtan, the glorification of Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. But most recommended in this Kali Yuga is Naam Kirtan. Because if we chant the names of Krishna, then automatically everything else is included in that. If we chant the name, there are so many names of Krishna, and his names, they describe also his qualities, his forms, his pastimes. Just like there are so many names glorifying the qualities of Krishna, just like Bhakta Vatsala. He is very kind, very indulgent to his devotees. Any other names you can think of Krishna in regard to his qualities? There's so many.
Yogeshwar?
Yeah, that's all. He's the master of all the yogis. But the, what are the qualities? There are qualities like mercy. That's more like Leela. Dina Dayal. He's very merciful to the those who consider themselves very fallen and low. Achyuta, one who never falls down. Bhakta Vatsal, Sevaka Vatsal. Naam Adhokshaja. He who is not visible to the mundane vision. He's beyond mundane sense perception. So Naam Gun Rup. And there are so many names in relation to Krishna's form. Shyama Sundar. That's a well-known name. He was black like a deep black monsoon cloud and very, very beautiful. Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. This Shyama Sundar, his transcendental form, is composed of wonderful, inconceivable, transcendental qualities. So other names? Vilasa Vigraha. He who is the, his form is, or his personage is engaged in so many wonderful activities. What does Krishna wear? What color? Pitambara. He's wearing yellow cloth. Krishna's blue and he has yellow cloth. And Radha has yellow and she has blue cloth. Then other Murli Manoha, whose enchanting form is holding the flute and attracting the minds of everyone. There are so many beautiful names. Trivanga Sangha, whose three beautiful, his threefold bending form is extraordinarily beautiful. So Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, so many names in connection with Leela, which brings us in connection with his devotees. Just someone saying Partha Sarathi, Dwarkadish, this reminds us of his Dwarka Leela. Any other names? So many names in relation to Krishna Leela. Gopi Janna Vallabha, Girivara Dhari, Yashoda Nandana, Praja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachara. These are all names of Krishna's Leela. So by this Naam Kirtan, we can remember all about Krishna's, automatically remind of Krishna's qualities, pastimes, devotees, his form. But to remember these while we chant Naam Kirtan, we have to hear. Just like if we say, Girivara Dhari, he was the holder of the greatest hill. If we don't know what is this Girivara Dhari Leela, Govardhan Leela, then it won't mean anything, it won't remind us of that. So we have to hear about Krishna and chant, these two together, hearing and chanting. And this will automatically, from this will come remembrance of Krishna, which is the perfection of life. And if there is, of course, if there is hearing and remembering, hearing and chanting and remembering about Krishna, then naturally, if we hear from the lips of pure devotees, chanting should be heard from the lips of pure devotees. We've heard Prabhupada so say this so many times. We've heard the recording. So the effect will be that we shall want to serve Krishna, which is our very constitutional position, Divyasya Rupoi, Krishna Nitya Das. Then the desire will come to serve Krishna. So by hearing and chanting about Krishna, there awakens the desire to serve Krishna. So Prabhupada had this very nice program. Of course, not Prabhupada's design, but he's giving in the cyclic succession how we should early in the morning rise and hear and chant about Krishna and refresh our eyes with the vision of the beautiful form of Krishna, and in this way be refreshed for a day's service to Krishna. And by serving Krishna, we feel more and more to hear and chant about him. We become enlivened to hear and chant about him more and more. So then again in the evening, we can come together and hear and chant about Krishna. This is the life of the devotees. Kunti Devi, she is a great pure devotee of Krishna. She is an eternal associate of Krishna. So for her and for all of us, it's the same process. Hearing and chanting about and remembering Krishna. And those who do so, naturally, they will take pleasure in doing so. Nandanti. They take pleasure. Ananda. Nanda Maharaj. Nanda, his name is Nanda. He is full of pleasure. His pleasure is in Krishna. So devotees, they know nothing but Krishna. And he knows nothing about them. Sadhavo hridayam ahyam, sadhunam hridayam toham, adanyate na jananti nahante vyomanagati. The devotees are the heart of Krishna. And he is their heart. Because they know nothing but him. And he knows nothing but them.
So this is Krishna consciousness. This is beyond theism. It's not ordinary theism, where we simply conceive of a big God and we worship him and push the button and get something out. There's like a slot machine. Say your prayers and get something from him. But beyond theism, beyond simply consciousness of God, the supreme controller, but the supreme lover, the supreme beautiful, the supreme merciful, the supreme kind. And Krishna, he is so wonderful that all these brilliant transcendental qualities that are in him, he shares with his devotees. He comes almost as if one of us. He lives among us, which is bewildering. Kunti Devi also says about Krishna's pastimes, it is bewildering that you are the controller of everything, but you're running in fear from Mother Yashoda. So if we consider that Krishna is God, but he's running in fear from Mother Yashoda, how is this? It's beyond any logic. That is simply his own pleasure that he takes in being among us, being one of us. And the most wonderful thing is that Krishna is available to everyone. Nakalu gopika nandano bhavan akile dehnam savar antaratma drik. The gopis recognize that Krishna, he is the supreme lord, he is the super soul in everyone's heart, but he is not only the son of Mother Yashoda, but he is the super soul in everyone's heart. That means he is ready to reciprocate fully with everyone. He reciprocates fully with Yashoda. He reciprocates with Yashoda to the extent that he agrees to be tied up by her. Yashoda Mai's love is so much that she can tie up Krishna, who is the giver of liberation. He is tied up by Mother Yashoda. These apparent contradictions. How Krishna gives himself to his devotees. Naimam varincho nabhavam nashriya. What is that? Nashriya. How does that verse go? Nashriya apyanga sangshaya. Prasadam lebhire gopi. Yatat prabhavimuktida. Sukadeva Goswami, in the course of his describing Mother Yashoda tying up Krishna, expresses his astonishment that we are praising Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and how close is Lakshmi to Krishna that she always resides on his chest, but they could not get the same mercy as Mother Yashoda. Lord Shiva cannot tie up Krishna. Lord Brahma, he cannot tie up Krishna. Even Lakshmi Devi would never consider doing such a thing. But Mother Yashoda, not only does she not, others cannot consider doing it, but Mother Yashoda doesn't consider not doing it. And Krishna is naughty, I have to tie him up. She never thinks, oh, he's God, and Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are bowing down to him, and Lakshmi's on his chest. That rascal, I'll tie him up immediately. So what kind of mercy? Sukadeva Goswami is astonished. What kind of mercy is this? Here I am describing from the very beginning this janmadyasya yatonviyad itaratas chates vabhignya swarat. Here he is, he's the source of everything. Everything comes from him. Everything is maintained by him. Everything is destroyed by him. He knows everything. He's completely independent. No one can control him. Swarat. And now Mother Yashoda is tying him. Then what will I say? My philosophy is finished. I gave all this philosophy. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayanti. By understanding the knowledge of Krishna, we are liberated from material entanglement. And what is that knowledge? We should understand. He is completely independent. No one can control him. And then we come to the 10th canto, and Krishna himself spoils all our philosophy by getting himself tied up by Mother Yashoda. And who is to understand this?
not understandable by any logic. Krishna is beyond the logic. His love has no philosophy. What is it? Love is blind. That's the same. Love is blind. So here we see in this world that love is blind leads us into all kinds of problems. But the real love, the love that Krishna has for his devotees, and the devotees fully reciprocate for him, that is, they're blind by yoga maya. They're blind to his being God. They don't consider that he is God. We find that Jagannath Mishra, that Vrajendra Nandan Jay Shachi Shuta Hoilo say, the same Krishna has come again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Jagannath Mishra is chastising this naughty boy, his young boy, always doing so much mischief. So in the dream, one deva or some effulgent being came to Jagannath Mishra and told that, you see, your son is Narayan, and why are you chastising him? You shouldn't chastise him, that's wrong. He said, I may be Narayan, but he's my boy. It's my duty to chastise him. So don't tell me what to do. I said, all right. Okay, he's your son. He may be Narayan, but he's my son. And he's not acting properly. I have to chastise him. So, who can imagine what is the good fortune of the residents of Vrindavan who has Krishna as their son and who can reciprocate with him? We can just imagine that how powerful is Krishna. He's creating, maintaining, destroying millions of universes. He's glorified by all the great demigods, young Brahma, Varanendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai. But he's not particularly interested. I'm the controller. Ma, Mother, give me, I'm hungry, give me something to eat. This is interesting. You know, Brahma is coming, praying to him, I'm sorry, I took away your coward boys and calves, and you are the Supreme Lord, you are in everyone's heart, you are the Supreme Control. And Krishna's looking at him and saying, yeah, I really like to get back to with my coward boys and play with it. Who's this funny guy with forehead saying all these things? I really just want to get on with my playing. And okay, all right, goodbye, let's go and play. This is Krishna. How powerful is his love if he's not interested in, not very interested in being God? He's God, but all right, I'm God, all right, okay, but let's go and play. So how powerful is his love that he's so powerful that he creates, maintains, and destroys everything? He's so powerful. Then how powerful is his love that he wants to live with his devotees and be with his devotees? And his love is so accommodating. It's not locked up. No one can come. But rather, he's inviting more to come. My love is not limited. It's not finished. It's not that I love Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys and the gopis and the cows and the grass and the Yamuna, and that's enough. I don't have anything left. No, he's got more. He's unlimited. He has unlimited love, and he's sorry that they're all gone to Los Angeles and they're not loving me, and they're on their surfboards and it's Janmashtami and they're going out on the beach to get their already two brown bodies more tanned, and they'll probably get skin cancer or something. Why don't they come to at least on this day come and see? I'm standing here, I'm waiting for all these. He's standing here waiting for all the people to come. They're not coming. Krishna wants everyone will come and participate at least in these festivals. Every day festival. For Krishna, every day is a festival. He's calling everyone every day. Please come. Festival. Krishna is a festival for the ears. By hearing about it, Shrinu Sukadam Shubhadam Bhavasara. This material world is completely miserable. But by hearing about Krishna, even this most miserable material world becomes full of happiness and full of all auspiciousness. Just like Los Angeles. What a horrible place. People are just... anyway, you know better than me.
But it's a hollow place. It's a divine place because Krishna is here. Prabhupada came here. Prabhupada Padanketa Desh. Prabhupada has blessed this place with his lotus feet. So this hell becomes greater than Vaikuntha because Krishna is here. People are unfortunate. They don't realize. But he's not becoming disappointed. Krishna is waiting that the whole, they have these big stadiums, what is it, Los Angeles Lakers? Is that how it's, they have a huge stadium. How many people? What's the capacity? Anyone know? 80,000? 100,000? 100,000. 100,000 people go to what? That's a baseball team, is it? Huh? That's a baseball team. Basketball. Basketball. So they go to watch people jumping up and down and throwing balls around. But why don't you come and see Krishna? Go and see Arnold and tell him we need. Give that stadium to us. We'll put Krishna there. And then you bring your 100,000 people. Instead of watching others jump up and down, they can jump up and down themselves. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They should do. Otherwise, spoiling their lives. So this is, Kunti Devi is expressing the ecstasy of always hearing about, chanting about, and remembering Krishna. And she wants that others shall do so. She's realizing Krishna is going away, but we will keep him with us by always remembering him, always chanting about him. So this is the motto of the, this verse is practically, we can take it as the motto of the Krishna conscious movement, that we ourselves shall take pleasure in hearing about and chanting about and glorifying Krishna, and take pleasure in trying to inspire others to also do so. And that we're seeing that gradually people, they don't know what is this chanting and dancing, but gradually they're appreciating that more and more. And I think most people, if you see them in Los Angeles, at least it's my little experience here, that if you see them, you say to them, Hare Krishna, they'll also say Hare Krishna to you. So they're also beginning to take pleasure in chanting about Krishna. So this wonderful festival of Janmashtami is a festival of hearing about, chanting about, glorifying, and remembering Krishna. Very joyful. We're not going to see anyone looking unhappy today. There may be, on other days, there may be some discussion of untoward things, because even within our Krishna conscious movement, as it happens, we're in the material world and we're not of completely purified consciousness. So on other days we may have some hearing, chanting about and remembering things which are not so pleasant. But on this day at least, there should only be glorification of Krishna. This is the spiritual world. Prabhupada said, these temples are the spiritual world. Why is that? How can you say, how is it? This is, you write the address 3764 Watsika Avenue, Los Angeles. That's part of the material world. It seems to be. And you see that this building is made of bricks and plaster and cement. But no, it's not this. It's not the material world. It's the spiritual world, inasmuch as the only activity here is hearing about, chanting about, and glorifying Krishna, and in trying to encourage others to do so also. That is the activity of the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world, there's no other activity. Only hearing about, chanting about, glorifying, remembering, and serving Krishna. So these activities, if they go on more and more, then we'll find, just like Niranta Prabhu was warning everyone yesterday, you come here at 4:30 in the morning, you stay all day, you glorify Krishna all day, and at the end of the day, you'll go to Golok Vrindavan. So I was feeling afraid. Maybe the guest, you know, he's cursing me to die, or what is this? course, if we can die and go to Krishna, that would be very nice. But actually, we will go to Golok Vrindavan, or rather, Golok Vrindavan will be here. It's not different. Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tara Hoy Braja Bhumi Bas. Those who understand that the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Mandala Bhumi, Bengal, West Bengal, that is Chintamani, it is completely spiritual, then such persons, they're already living in Vrindavan. We hear a lot nowadays about Rajvas and how we have to become Rajavasis, but you can be a Rajavasi right here. This is Vrindavan. If the activity is always hearing about, chanting about, glorifying and remembering Krishna, then this is Vrindavan. It's non-different from Vrindavan. Prabhupada left Vrindavan. How can Prabhupada, he never left Vrindavan. How can Prabhupada leave Vrindavan? They were telling, you don't leave Vrindavan. You don't go to America. Prabhupada, he never left Vrindavan. He brought Vrindavan with him and he planted Vrindavan all over the world. So this is Vrindavan here. And especially, they may see, even in Vrindavan sometimes there's, that was the first words I ever read in Prabhupada's work, folks, that the atmosphere of the material world is so contaminated that even in Vrindavan sometimes the asuras come to disturb. So there may be this problem, that problem, the other problem. But as long as this hearing, chanting, glorifying Krishna goes on, then we'll always live in Vrindavan. We'll always be with Krishna. So this day especially is meant only for this activity. Hearing about, glorifying, remembering Krishna. Some devotees, they're coming once a year on Janmashtami, or maybe just 2-3 times a year. So to those who are not coming regularly or who not coming as regularly as they could, I request, live in Vrindavan every day. This is our home. This place, this four walls, ceiling, this is our home because Krishna is here. Wherever there is Krishna, there is Vrindavan. So don't come only once a year, twice a year, three. Come every day. Have darshan of Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Chant about Krishna in association with his devotees. And then we'll always live with Krishna. Krishna is calling us. We can live with Krishna as intimately. How much? How intimately can we live with Krishna? As intimately as we desire. Krishna is ready to give himself fully to us, but he's just waiting for us to give ourselves fully to him. So Janmashtami is a day when Krishna has appeared, so we can pray to Krishna that you please appear within my heart, capture my heart, and let me live with you always. So long I've been forgetting you, Krishna. Now I don't want to forget you anymore. You please bring me to you. Let me live with you forever. Let me serve you forever. This should be our prayer on Janmashtami, remembering how the Vrajvasis, they received Krishna. They were so happy to receive Krishna. And from that day forward, they knew nothing but Krishna. Their whole life fully centered on Krishna. So from this day, whatever the past may have been, let us receive Krishna and our lives be fully centered on Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments, queries, corrections? Anyone? Do we have some more time? About 10:30, something like that. Can I was thinking maybe we can sing another bhajan. We can fill up the day with hearing and chanting about Krishna.